What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome and welcome back to a coming of age movie.
This week, we're very excited to be joined by our moms.
Hi.
Hi! We're going to be playing Two Truths and a Lie and seeing how well our moms know us and possibly revealing some super secrets.
Okay. Hello, mothers.
Hi, guys.
You have to
You can
talk
talk
on the podcast.
now.
Hi. Hi.
That always happens. Whenever we have people on, they just don't know if they're supposed to be talking or not. And I'm like, people can't see you. You do have to talk.
I just don't want to get in trouble. I'm waiting for my orders.
No, you.
Exactly. Ditto.
Okay, this is a pretty
Do as
big.
I'm told.
It's a pretty big reveal. This is where all the problems started. No, I don't mean that. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean like this is the source. This is where you created the problems.
Even
We
better.
no, we are the
The problem that
problems.
we came out
Oh,
of.
we are the
Okay.
problems. You made us.
Good save.
That's what I meant. Anyway,
So, yeah.
to start, why don't you guys share? I mean, do you want to say our names? You can make up fake names
Sure.
too.
No,
We
that's okay. My name is
You guys
Alyssa.
use your
I'm
names
Alyssa.
are real. Well, we
Not.
actually wait, my hold on. My mom just asked if we use our real names.
Use our real names, yeah.
Yeah.
We use our real names now. Okay.
We didn't at first.
So am I
So
supposed to use a fake name first and then graduate to a real name? Or like is it like a rite of passage?
no.
No? Oh,
Okay.
I was gonna say yes. All right. Yeah,
Okay.
you can say a real name if you want. Okay. I'm Liz. Oh,
Whose mom are you? Whose mom
I'm
are you?
Julia's mom.
Like
And
a, you know.
do you have a favorite coming of age movie? I'm guessing that's supposed to be like an episode.
No, a favorite. No, a movie. I thought that
Oh,
was
a
a little
favorite coming of
icebreaker.
age movie. My favorite one. Gosh, that's a hard one. That's a
Or
tough
just
question.
a favorite.
First of all,
Thousand
Breakfast
Sorry.
Club. The Breakfast Club is the
Breakfast
first one
Club.
that
Breakfast
popped in
Club.
my
That's a
head.
good one. Okay.
My favorite
Well, say who you
movie,
are first.
oh, Alyssa again, Kira's mom.
Yeah.
And my favorite movie is The Shawshank
No,
Redemption.
favorite coming of age movie.
Favorite coming of age movie. Oh, then that's oh God. I forgot what it's called.
Never
It's
Been
with Eric
Kissed.
Stoltz and oh my gosh.
What's it about?
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Okay,
Yeah,
beautiful.
thank you.
So, how do you guys think you're gonna do in this lovely game?
Based on how I've started, not so well.
Just based on podcasting skills.
Many do you think you're going to get right, and how many do you think you're going to get wrong? Oh, wait, we're supposed to do more than one?
Well, no,
No, we have
Julia and
to,
I are
for
gonna do
guessing
more.
theirs. It's just fine. It's fine if you
I
only
have
did
five
one for
different
you.
ones. Oh.
But they want to know how well we're going to
Yeah.
guess their truths and lies. Like, how well do we know them?
I have more, but they're written down upstairs. Should I go grab my pad? Okay.
So how do you think you're gonna do? Do you think you know Julia really well?
I think so, but she's also a wild card sometimes. I mean,
I didn't I we sent each other ours and she got almost every one of mine right, but I like didn't even know. Like hers were like just like
you
so
didn't even guess
random.
mine.
No, I know because then I got distracted and then I just never answered. So well.
I put like really random ones, like nothing like bad, just like really random stuff. Like I don't even know, but I had to think about it. It was like,
Mine like all
okay.
have themes, like they all go together.
Me too.
Really?
Mine don't.
Mine
I think that's why
don't.
they're funnier.
That makes sense. Like, there we
Yeah,
go.
yeah.
Okay.
Funny. Sure.
So, shall we start?
Yeah,
you go first.
Let's
I'm
go
going
first.
first.
Yeah, how's this gonna work? So, are you reading it to your mom, and then do we get to guess at all? Well, I can't. Does my mom guess too, or no?
So, we'll have you and I will go first, like, and then they can go after. Yes?
But who's
So, yeah.
guessing?
I'll go. I'll say one of mine. My mom can guess it. And then if you guys can say, well, Julia, no, because you know the answers, but Mrs. Julia's mom, because I can't say last names on here. Yeah,
Oh.
we don't say our last names. But
Okay.
you can say, you could be like, no, I disagree. I think it's actually this one.
So you have first right of refusal after my guess.
Sound good? And then
That's
afterward, I can explain brief stories if they're
But
relevant.
apparently we're not allowed to ask additional questions. No
Like
details.
if I say that's all the details you're getting, that's all the details. Anyway,
I'm
shall we
sorry.
begin?
Let's go for it.
Yes.
Okay, my first
Okay.
one. So remember, there are two truths and one lie.
I know.
I was explaining it for the listeners.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
First, I'm scared. First, I've been questioned by the police. Two, I've kicked people out of our house. And three, I used to drive my older friend's cars when I was 16.
I'm gonna go with driving the older friend's cars is the lie.
What do you think?
That's the lie. That's what I think too.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Do you know the background of the other two?
Well, questioned by the police, I'm guessing, was at a certain party.
No.
Oh.
You know the exact situation I told you.
Oh, when your car w wait.
I like
Oh, but you got
trespassed
questioned
at
by the
a
police when that
church.
happened. Oh. I'm not sure I.
No, because there's like a church where you can like go and like there's like a really nice view, but I didn't realize it was
Oh,
trespassing.
yes, you
And
did
then
tell me
the
about
police
that.
came and yelled at us.
I
And
remember that.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
accidental trespasser.
Yeah, and kicking people out of the house, was that like New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll ask about that later.
No, that was the rule.
Oh, all
I'll give
right.
some details,
That's
but yeah.
fine.
So that's
Okay.
my first one. Good
All
job.
right,
Are
cool.
you doing this? Are you telling a story about that, or are we just going on to mine?
No.
No, I'm not, no story.
Okay. So my first one. I ran over somebody's foot. Oh, God. I'm in seven clubs or like extracurriculars, and I have experienced a car battery dying twice.
I think I know which is the lie.
Me too.
I think the second one is the lie.
You think she ran over someone's foot?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I think it's.
Yeah.
No way. No, she didn't.
I am in eight extracurriculars.
You ran over someone's foot?
Oh my God, Julia!
Whose foot did you run over, girl?
That's worse than me driving the car with you halfway in it.
When she was nine.
Was last year. And like, as a joke, my friend and I were like he broke his foot, and we were like, oh, like how funny would it be? We started telling everybody that I ran over his foot. So we told in the entire like everybody that we knew that I ran over his foot, and then I never did. And then it turns out I was talking to him a couple months later, and he goes, oh no, yeah, like that was you. Like it wasn't like bad, but he was like, yeah.
Oh,
But he
okay.
was like, that was like the start of like where my injuries came from, and then I ended up like tripping because like you messed up my foot.
I'm confused.
What? So
Wait,
you
you
did
ran
run
over
over
his
his
foot, but
foot?
you didn't know?
Yeah, but I didn't break it. He broke it on his own, but like I started the issues that led to him eventually breaking his foot.
So before he broke his foot, a different time you ran over his foot.
Yes.
But it didn't break.
No, not that. No,
Get
but like I'm the it's like it wouldn't have broken if I didn't run it over.
We speculate that basically.
That's so scary, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
Okay.
a good driver, though. Like, it was dark out.
Why was his foot under your
Yeah, how did that
car?
happen?
I don't know. I honestly, I think we were like, we were at, where were we?
I want to say
I don't know.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, that's why I put it
That's
in, because
why,
I
because
thought.
I thought I remembered it, but it was like a weird, but I think I don't remember the actual story, but I
Because I
remember
remember there was a
thinking,
lot of controversy about if I did or did not run over his foot, and I
right.
figured that would trip you up. And
But
I did, apparently. I didn't even know I did. He had to
I
tell me that I
remember
did.
being also kind of like a he was in a weird position. Like it was there, like there was a reason where it wasn't, it didn't sound like it was really as
Like
funny
it
and as
didn't
much your
like
fault
he said
as
that like he
I'm
didn't
sure
like
it
feel it. Like
wasn't.
it wasn't like anything like serious, but like I don't know. It's like
If
he
it
had a
like caught his
detachable
foot or
leg
something,
and
if
he
it
was
like
stuck
caught
in like
his
a really,
shoe,
really
so he was
long.
like, oh, you ran over my foot.
Yeah. I'm assuming
Yes.
that's what, because I mean there was like no reaction. So I'm like, okay, it couldn't have been that bad if
Oh,
there's no
no.
reaction.
Yeah,
So I don't
probably.
feel bad about it.
So it's his wooden foot.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
Okay.
Your
All
turn, Kira.
right. Okay.
My next
So
one.
we're doing you guys like
Yeah,
all
and
through
then we'll
yours, and
do,
then
yeah.
moms are
Oh, I
special.
should have let you guess. I'm sorry,
No,
I got off.
let's like
No, no. Yeah,
keep it
yeah.
less confusing.
Yeah,
Okay,
that's
my
okay.
next one is that one, people have come over while you weren't home without you knowing. Two, my friend tried to give me a stick and poke, but I had a panic attack like 30 seconds in, so I just had like a tiny little dot. And it's
What's a
like
stick and
the
poke?
stick and yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Is that like a
What's a stick and
tattoo?
poke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like where you take it, you can like do certain, like you can buy like kits off Amazon, or if you do like a really like sketch one, it's where you take like a pen and you can like do stuff with it and you
Like
can
a
draw.
safety pin.
Okay.
And then one time a guy asked me to hang out and I said maybe, then blocked him.
That probably happened like five times. Sorry. The stick, what was the first one
That
again?
people have come over while you weren't home without you
I'm gonna
knowing.
say that's the lie.
You think I got a stick and poke?
No, you had a panic attack in the middle of it.
Oh, well, you think I would even start getting a stick and poke?
Yes.
No. No,
Oh.
the lie, that's the lie.
Wait, what was the first one
That
again?
people have come over while you weren't home without you knowing. But it was literally, there's one
Was the
person's
house messy?
no, wait. The funny thing is, no, it's not a bad thing. It just sounds like weird. The one person's name that we say on this podcast is Olivia, and it was Olivia.
Oh, that's
It
okay.
wasn't, I know,
Yeah, like I'm
I
thinking, wait, that's actually just pretty in it. Like, that's nothing. Of
No, I
course,
know,
people can come over. Like, I was
no,
thinking
but
of
like you
it.
didn't know, and like she came over and then she came upstairs and like
That's
borrowed
okay.
clothes.
That's all
My room was
right.
no, but I know it wasn't
But
bad. I'm
your
just,
room was a
yeah,
disaster.
it's fine.
See, that's what scares me.
It wasn't
My
bad. She said you didn't
house.
know.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
That's not my bad. Turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, I don't really know what it's called, but you gave it to me. It's like the emergency thing on my keychain. Like, there's, I haven't like emergency thing on my keychain. Like the birdie. Yeah, the birdie. I guess that's like the brand of it.
Yeah.
That went off in the middle of the class once. So it's just like an alarm thing where if you pull it and it like went off in the middle of class.
I did it at a soccer game.
Good for you, Mom.
Yeah.
I have dyed my hair with a Sharpie and I drank shot sized cup of ketchup.
Oh god, that is disgusting.
Any of these are true is great.
It was one of these that I forgot about, but now I remember it. So one of them I know is the truth.
I think you were involved in.
Yeah. I gotta say, ketchup's a lie.
Yeah, I chickened out. I gagged.
Yeah, there's no way you could do that. I know.
It was at Kira's house, and I had challenged her brother to drink a cup of, like a red Solo cup of ketchup, and I couldn't do it, and he downed the entire thing. And I was like,
No, I thought that was the truth because I remember it happening, but not like you didn't.
No, I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Don't challenge
Devin. It was my art class last year. My keys got stuck underneath my binder and it just ripped off when I was trying to.
That is so funny.
Started screaming at her.
And how long was it going off for? Did you get in trouble?
No, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. The entire class was staring at me because it was pitch silent and it was like 5 minutes till the bell rang. So I was getting my keys out and it just ripped open. The entire class was just like, and I'm the teacher's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just need to get my keys out. Like, it's just 1 second, please. It's
really bad. That's pretty funny.
What does it sound like?
It's like a, no, do not do it.
Don't do it.
It's like a, it's really like, loud. Like, it like doesn't stop. And it's like 20 times.
Like a shrill. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Basically.
Funny. Okay, my next one. Once again, I'm a very good child, so these are all just like, you know, exaggerations, kind of, not really, whatever.
Mm.
She's a very good child.
What? Very good child. She doesn't do anything wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I have to like explain them after. Okay. I've lied to you about where I've been. 2, I've lied to you about who I've been with. And 3, I've lied to you about what time I got home.
Well, it's hard to lie to me about
what time. Oh, wait a second.
What?
I did this backwards, I think.
What do you mean you did?
Oh, wait, never mind. Sorry.
Oh, you thought you did 2 lies?
Yeah, but I didn't. Never mind. Sorry.
So it's really hard to lie about what time you got home. So I'm going to say that one.
Oh, no, that's the truth.
How would you lie?
No, it was like once or twice. Like you were asleep. You wouldn't have been mad at me for getting home late, but I got home late. And then like you asked me later when I got home and just to kind of like take some tension.
I probably knew anyway and just let you get away with it.
Maybe.
Because we always were.
Home. And I've only lied about who I've been with like once, but then I told you later, or like you found out later.
Yeah, so. God, I hope so.
No, I promise.
Otherwise, yeah, no, never mind.
I promise.
I'm joking.
That you've always found out. Who
no,
I, was
I don't mean I hope it was only once. I meant I hope you sometimes lie about like the things you're.
Oh, cute.
Just kidding.
Okay.
All right.
Your turn.
I like being dramatic.
No.
So first one, I can juggle 4 balls at once. 2, after the first time I tried chunky salsa, I threw up. And 3, I do not know how to use a hairdryer. I don't know which one would
what
be
was the
worse
first one?
If it's true. I can juggle 4 balls at once. I threw up after the first time I tried.
That first one needs clarification.
And like, I can tell you stories about all of these. And 3, I do not know how to use a hairdryer. So it's kind of hard to tell a story for. It's kind of straightforward. I can't use a hairdryer.
Yeah. There's my coffee cup!
Focus. Focus.
Me, I have to say, can't use a hairdryer.
No, I don't know how to use a hairdryer. I really don't.
No, it's the lie.
You had to pick the lie.
Oh no! But how do you do? You borrowed my hair dryer the other day.
That's not the hair dryer. That's like a special hairbrush thing that doesn't count as a hair dryer. Like a genuine hair dryer, I don't know how to use.
So what's the lie?
I have no response. What were the other two now?
Do you want to pick the lie, or do you want me to just tell you?
I'm gonna pick it.
I can juggle 4 balls at once. And after the first time I tried chunky salsa, I threw up.
Okay.
I think that the lie is the chunky salsa.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go four balls, but I can't. But I don't like chunky salsa, but I don't throw up.
Okay.
Good for you. Cool. That'd be kind of lame.
Because then it would be extra chunky salsa.
Ew.
I think that was a thing, to be honest.
Okay. It is. Oh, now you know where it comes from.
Ew.
Anywho.
Okay.
Okay.
One. So my turn.
Yeah.
One, I've been kicked out of a store. Two, I've run a red light. And three, I was caught stealing money from a relative at Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh God, three.
Yeah, that's so easy. Dang, I thought maybe you would fall for
it. No, no way.
Oh, I ran a red light in a mall parking lot by accident. When I was going to Olivia's birthday dinner.
Oh my God.
Because it was in the all
Olivia,
all
if you're listening, you're a bad influence.
Yeah, it was by accident. Totally I didn't realize there was a light because it was in a mall parking lot.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I think I ran a red light the other day in Ridgewood. Like,
I got a censor.
Say that.
Oh, why?
Because it's the town name.
Oh,
I'll censor it.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Just go beep.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, you didn't warn us.
Oh, I thought you would know.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you live there. It's just where I went.
No, even though you've warned us, like, it may come out of my mouth just because I'm not used to it.
It's okay. I do that all the time. I've had to bleep out so many things.
All right, Julia, it's your turn.
One time, I had three pistachios for dinner. I cannot breathe in my mouth when I brush my teeth. And I applied for a job, and I didn't tell you about it because I didn't get it.
That you had three pistachios for dinner?
Nah, the job one was fake. I had three pistachios for dinner.
I wish the job one was real. That'd be so funny.
No, but the job one, but you did, didn't you? Originally, way back when, apply to Trevino.
Well, say it. I knew she was gonna say it.
She did say it. I didn't hear it.
No, I did tell you about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she applied for a job.
I didn't get it. I told you about it because I was like, I can't believe I just did that. And then I mean, I still didn't get it, but like,
can I work for you? I have no availability.
She applied for a job at like a pizza place, and they were like, so like, when can you work? And she's like, well, I go to school, and then after school, I have this. But like, and they're like, oh, what about weekends? She's like, no, not weekends either. So they're like, we'll call you.
Yeah. And then I ended up working there 3 years, like 5-6 years later.
Not 6 years.
No, I was
2 years.
No, not 2 years.
Yeah, eighth grade to junior year.
Wasn't I?
Maybe I was not allowed, actually.
No, but she was here.
Muscles?
I
don't think I was with you guys.
No, you weren't. Because we
were. Then I just had an intervention as you were telling the story.
Oh, it's a missile.
Another story. I heard it. Another story is that my family took Julia to dinner one time at this pizza place. It's a pizza place, you know.
The same pizza place where she applied for the
job.
Yeah,
they have, you know, real Italian food, but you get pizza. Like, that's what you do. And, like, she ordered mussels.
But how old? She was, like,
and spaghetti.
Yeah, she was, like, very young, too. She was like, oh, I like mussels. I'll get these. And my parents, like, what?
They weren't that bad. Like, they were fine. After working there, I wouldn't order it again. But, like, you know, like, before I had worked there, it was fine.
No, I do have to say that for this area, they do have very, like, they've got good muscles there.
Good.
Yeah.
Anyway. For my last one, I saved the weirdest one. Not the weirdest one, but I personally, it's the weirdest one.
Okay.
And this is, I cannot believe I'm saying this on the internet, but it's okay.
No,
it's
fine. Boy.
No, it's not that, you're not going to get that bad. It's just awful for me. Okay. So I hope that nobody I know is still listening to this.
I once got a B.
Okay. First is that I had a secret ASMR YouTube channel in middle school. Does everyone know what ASMR is?
No.
It's like you make it's like relaxing videos.
I'll show you after.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We were talking about that the other day, I think. Yeah.
I had a secret ASMR YouTube channel in middle school. Two, I had a secret gaming YouTube channel when I was 8. And three, I used to write Noah Schnapp fan fiction, like publicly.
Oh, God. Two of these are true? Okay. Noah Schnapp fan fiction, like publicly. Yeah, I'm gonna say that's true. ASMR. And
Noah Schnapp is gay.
What was the other one?
And
he could still be your best friend.
I know. And I had a secret gaming YouTube channel when I was 8.
A gaming YouTube channel,
like online games. Like I would like yeah.
All right, that one's a lie.
No, it's not.
Oh god. So ASMR is a lie? You dork.
No, but that was like, that's like my biggest secret ever, the YouTube channel.
Really?
Because I wasn't
allowed to have a YouTube channel. You weren't. That's why I'm really surprised.
No, because I would play like online video games and record my screen with my iPhone.
Are you serious? Wait.
That's awesome.
Oh god.
The username was like a fake name and it got no views. Like, oh, okay. It's not real. But... Wow. Now you know. Yeah. I remember when I was 8 thinking like I was gonna get in so much trouble.
Exciting.
And then, no, I was like, I'm gonna get in so much trouble. And then I was like, when will I be safe? I was like, when I'm 16, then I'm safe from getting in trouble. And then I turned 16 and I still didn't feel safe.
Are you serious? I get mad.
Yeah, but now I have a podcast and I'm famous. No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
It's okay. So yeah, there you go. I'm 18 now, so I can do what I want.
But we used to, yeah.
Can you drop the gamer? Like, can you drop like the tag?
Absolutely not.
My life goal is not to find this.
You'll never find it. If
You've never seen any of it?
No, I only knew about it like a month ago.
Oh, now I'm gonna start looking.
You're not gonna find it. So there you go.
Okay. Last one. I have bought a Lego set for over $80. I was chased by Spider-Man in New York City. My current favorite author. This one's boring, but is Nicole Pearl Roth.
That sucks, Julia.
Yeah.
That sucks.
My favorite author is this.
I have bought a Lego set for over $80.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I stole the Lego set.
Oh, Jesus. It was gifted.
No, it wasn't.
You did, no, but the teacher left and it was just in the...
So there's like this like closet at school and one of my friends work here left like 6 or 7 Lego sets and he just like left and we can't get in contact with him. Like, we've tried, he just doesn't respond to us. So we decided that Lego sets are now ours and the school doesn't own them like we do. So we just kind of like all like fight for ourselves and take the Lego sets from the school.
Cool.
It was worth $90.
Nice. Anyway. Yeah.
we have a $500 Lego set in our house.
That's which one is it?
The Death Star.
That's cool.
Do you have your truth?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are we, how many are in the pantry?
Yeah, 500 Lego set in our house. It was
done. My mom go get her notepad? She only has her flashcards.
First, all right. So, Liz, why don't we finish on our joint one? But I have a few. I'm trying to go with which one I should do. All right. Okay. On a high school ski trip, my friends and I smoked pot. It was the first time it actually affected me, and I got scared and cried and begged my friends to call my parents, but they wouldn't.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you start from the beginning?
Just return attention.
On a high school ski trip, my friends and I smoked pot. It was the first time it actually affected me, and I got scared and cried and begged my friends to call my parents, but they wouldn't. We were in Lake Placid. Number two.
Can you stop saying locations? But I'll leave that. But it doesn't. I'll leave that.
Okay,
but...
that's fine. All right, number two. In college, we would often go see Rocky Horror. One time I got really drunk and went up front and performed the entire show in front of the whole audience. Three, at a college party, I drank too much and fell asleep at an off-campus house. In the middle of the night, I had to throw up and found a garbage pail in the laundry room. The next morning, I realized it wasn't a garbage pail, but someone's a basket full of clothes.
Whoa. Okay,
I hope that one's
fake.
True.
Fake. Wait,
you know which one's fake?
I mean, the lie. Is it the Rocky Horror one?
Yeah.
Okay, because I knew the first one.
You're
because
thrown up in a laundry basket.
Yeah,
awesome. I really hope that was true. Oh.
I was dying when I woke up the morning. I was like looking for the garbage pail because I had something to throw. I'm like, "Where's that garbage pail?" Oh my god. It was true. Yeah. Laundry basket full of someone's clothes.
Well, I know that one because you always tell it, and I knew the first one because I remember one time you were talking about like school trips with like some adult, and you were like saying like, oh, like, all we saw on school trips was, like, the other end of our pot pipe or something, and I got...
Well, I didn't say that!
You did, because I know that... It was, like, a joke, but, like...
You sure that wasn't somebody else who said... I don't know if I would say it like that.
I think it was, like, a joke. Like, you didn't mean it, like, seriously.
All right.
Like, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
But... Can I ask a question about that story?
Yeah.
So the way you worded it was specifically that you said that was the first time that it affected you.
Yes.
So had you done it... How many times did you have to do it before it affected you?
Why, Julia?
I'm curious. No, just like how, like...
It was probably the third time.
Yep. So what did I just say? I was like, sorry. That's interesting. Okay. I've heard.
Somebody told me.
Why don't you read your truth from mother?
Mine are totally. I didn't know we were doing like college fun stuff. So I have like totally like. All right, it's let me just
you
go.
Can do your nerdy right. ones.
I have nerdy ones. I have been detained by customs.
That's nerdy. Here's my nerdy stuff. Detained in strip searches.
I've been detained.
This is.
By customs border control on more than one occasion.
I believe that.
Number two, I was fired from Banana Republic due to excessive tardiness. I met Aerosmith at a Burger King.
I think that's a lie.
Wait, is it
oh, really? Sorry. Your turn.
I think that's a lie too.
Or do I guess?
Yeah, you sorry. Guess.
Okay, I know that you have been contained by customs at least once, but I don't know if it's more than once. Actually, you might have done it on the way back too. That's possible.
Oh, you're guessing first and then I guess? Is that the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you've... I don't know if it was Aerosmith you met, but I know you met some band at, like, a gas station or, like, a burger... No, it was Burger King. Oh, shoot. Was it Aerosmith? Oh, God. I don't know. What was the second one? The Banana Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi is.
That one, I feel like just has to be the lie. Is that one the lie? Banana Republic?
Yeah, but I thought it was really believable.
It was really believable. Why were you
well, I didn't think it was believable. So
I wasn't. Yeah, I quit. I quit for another job.
You get a reason. You know.
No, it's fine. We just have 10 more minutes.
Story?
I should freeze in minutes.
Or no.
So.
No, together.
Yeah, I can tell them.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, when you go to Mexico, they have, like, when you're in their customs, they have this system where, like, literally, it's, like, you either get a red light or a green light when you're walking through. And I kind of had gotten dressed the night before, you know, ready for the trip. I had on, like, a do-rag. I had on these, like, militant shorts and combat boots. And Eric even looked at me. He's like, we're going to Mexico and you have on combat boots. Okay. So I'm assuming that, ooh, was I not supposed to say that?
That's okay. Keep going.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so that was the one time. And then when I was coming home from Panama, they detained me and they literally like went through all of my luggage in front of me, like pulled out every single piece of like everything in my luggage when I was coming home from Panama. And it scared Eric to death because I had already told him, I'd sent him a message that I was, you know, we landed, I'll be, you know, kind of like whatever. And all of a sudden, I think it was like 2 hours later, I'm still not out. He's like, oh my God, like what happened? But yeah, it was because they were going through like every nook and cranny of all of my luggage.
Wonderful.
That's pretty funny.
You should have like a stuffed banana pulled out of your carry-on like Kira got in trouble.
Yeah, my carry-on got stopped because I had like a stress banana and it was shaped like a gun. So.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty.
So I'll just do one more of just me.
Okay.
So one time on a cruise, one of the staff members and I left the ship at night and climbed over a fence into a hotel pool while it was closed and went swimming in our clothes. This was, yeah, okay. Theme one. One time on a cruise also, one of the ship musicians and I left the ship at night and he took me all over Bermuda on the back of a scooter. This doesn't sound so bad, but my mother would have killed me, not for hanging with the guy, but for riding the scooter.
Wait, how old were you when that happened?
This is the information I gave. The third one is, one time on a cruise, I became good friends with one of the captain's assistants, and he let me steer the ship while we were both a little drunk and the captain was asleep.
Oh, these all sound really familiar. Wait, what's the first one again?
Snuck in, climbed over a fence.
Oh, I think that one's the lie.
That one is true.
Oh, then the middle one's. Wait, no, then the last one's a lie.
I did not steer the ship drunk. You'll be glad to know for next time you're on a cruise.
I knew the bike one was right because I remember you telling me about that. Oh, I think I remember grandma.
See, that's the time I told you all my good
stories. No, I actually remember you were saying that like grandma would be mad or something about that, but that's cool. So you didn't. Good thing you didn't steer the ship drunk.
Oh, well,
kind of scary.
Liz, I've got the one for both of us if you don't have another.
She already left to get her moped.
What? We're gonna. No, we can't pause the recording. We have 6 minutes left.
It's okay. It's gonna be fine. She's gonna be back in like 30 seconds.
So how's everyone's day going?
Really good. Thanks for asking.
Dandy.
Yeah, I'm having a nice day.
I'm having a nice day. Noah, Noah Schnapp is gay.
Yeah, Kira, let's talk about that.
We're going to cover that really quick. Did you know? Be honest.
I had a feeling, but I didn't want to tell you.
She knew. I totally knew. I kept, like, telling her.
And it was going to break your heart.
Makes sense, but I still doesn't make sense.
But did you realistically think you would have ended up with Noah Schnapp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chance than a lot of other girls. Like, what? if you live in Georgia, you had no chance of getting in contact with Noah Schnapp.
No, but I would find some of his friends. I'm literally going to college with half of his friends.
Oh, are you saying where you're going to college?
Well, eventually, but I'm going to college with half of his friends.
Liz, do you have another one? Because if not, I could do our joint.
Yes, I have another one.
We do have 5 minutes and 57 seconds left in the Zoom, so
you got to go quickly.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, this is one time I unknowingly got on the wrong train, and it took me 3 hours to get back to the place that I started because I had started on the wrong train, I was very clueless. And let's see. What are you doing with stuff? Okay. And so one night I was sneaking out and I was going to my boyfriend's house who lived in Fairlawn. And I was
who lived in the town over?
3 minutes.
Okay, and he lived in the town over, and I ended up, my bike was locked up, so I ended up borrowing my best friend's bike who lived down the street, but she was asleep, so I just took it, figured I'd return it, and then, you know, everything's fine. Did that, and the bike got stolen when I was at my friend's house. So when I came back, I never had any bike to return. So there's that. And my other one is that I used to hang out at the laundromat on my nights and weekends when I lived in Hoboken. That was my cool space to
stop saying town names.
I feel like that one's okay.
No, it's not.
It's all right. We don't have a lot of time, so it's
okay.
Julia, go.
Which one?
Right. I'm gonna say a laundromat.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
Train?
I think the bike one.
Train.
Oh, that makes sense. I feel like
the bike one just seems like something that would so happen to you. Like, that's why I knew it couldn't be a lie.
Okay. Right, this is me and Liz. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so what do you mean? Like, you both?
Joint. Yeah. It's just about both of us.
Okay. So
when Liz and I find a certain kind of Japanese snacks, we buy every bag on the shelf. That's one. Two.
That's true.
When I first met Liz, we were at a holiday party and we spread a rumor that people were taking turns doing drugs and or hooking up in the host's bedroom.
I believe that one.
And number three, Liz and I went together to get tattoos today and nobody knows yet. Mine is hurting really badly and I'm tired because I've taken too many painkillers.
If that's the one, oh my God, there's no way.
No way that's how you tell us you guys got matching tattoos.
No, I doubt it. But that'll be, I know they met at a holiday party. So.
I don't think, did you get a tattoo today? No, you didn't get it. They didn't get a
tattoo. Which one do you think is a lie? I'm not guessing. I don't think they buy every snack on the shelf. Do you?
Oh, they do. There's this one. I don't know which snack it is. I forget, but she's like in love with it.
We don't get every snack. Like, that's a lie. Like,
no, not every
snack. Like, they feel like H-Mart trips for
and
stuff.
Oh, and we find it. We buy every single one.
Then the tattoo is a lie, I think. What do you think, Julia?
Tattoo's got to be a lie, right?
What's the lie?
The tattoo.
This had me so excited. I was like, no way.
That would have been so good.
It would have been, but
I knew you wouldn't have.
We did try. We were looking at it. I'm like, let's go do it just for the podcast. Like, we're like, guess what we're just doing?
You guys see where we get it from? You can see where we get it from.
I literally got it from. Huh? What?
No, I'm saying like. I'm telling the listeners, like, you're saying viewers, the listeners, mm-hmm. This is where we get it from. They want to get tattoos just for a podcast bit.
You guys should have gotten matching smiley faces. We should do a follow-up and we could show all of our new tattoos.
It's a podcast. It'll be you can't see.
Oh. Okay.
No dream.
All right.
I'm not getting a dream tattoo.
We can be, all three of us can be matching.
Anyway, what was I going to say?
That was fun.
I was going to say something, I forgot what it was. But anyway, yeah, so we gotta wrap it up now. So takeaways, do you feel like you learned a lot?
I learned you guys are boring.
I'm kidding. Well, yeah, well, that's all the exposing that we can personally handle today. Yeah. So we're gonna hand it over to Miss Julia to give us some shout outs now.
Cool. Well, thanks. So if you guys liked our exposing this, then, you know, you should hear what else we have, because this was, like, this was fun, but, like, you know, we got better stuff. So check out our Instagram and TikTok, which is at ACOIM.podcast, and our Twitter, which is at ACOIM_podcast. Follow us everywhere to keep up and hear about, you know, new episodes we have. Moms, thank you so much for guest starring. Maybe we'll have you on again in the future, because this was fun, if we don't get into too much trouble for all the stuff we did after this.
I think we should follow Twitter.
I thought you were deleting
follow up, because now I can get a little bit, you know, have a little bit more fun.
Oh god, maybe we don't need a follow up.
Julia, did you steal this Lego set?
One second, we were doing
that's
the
sorry.
I thought you were deleting the Twitter.
I forgot.
Okay, so we still have Twitter, so you can follow it. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and of course, as always, we'll see you at some point soon on Coming of Age Movie. Oh, I almost just ended the meeting. I did not mean
there's less than a minute left.